afternoon. I mean, evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined by my special guest, Claire.
Hello.
And this is Deliberate Noise. Today is February 11th, meaning that we are 3 days out from pretty much the worst holiday of the year. Would you agree, Claire?
I would concur.
What are we going to play today?
Only songs about getting rid of love.
Exactly. We've got plenty of anti-Valentine's Day, extremely cynical, a lot of punk tunes to get you through this horrible holiday. We're going to start off with an old one by the Dish Rags. They're a band from Vancouver. This is called Love Is Shit. Oh yeah, and content warning on CITR.
I didn't have a job to say it, but something I said.
The Tissues with the song Your Own Crime. You heard some Shit Talkers. You heard some Jock Tears. You heard some Dish Rags. You're listening to Deliberate Noise, and we're doing an anti-Valentine's Day episode because we hate Valentines.
Yeah.
What do you think you're going to do on V-Day, Claire?
I think we're going to hang out and not talk about it.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, is it better if you're single to acknowledge Valentine's Day and be like, yeah, I'm going to, like, take a day for myself. I'm going to, like, treat myself today.
Oh, yeah, self-love.
And kind of, like, do all the things you would do with a partner, but just by yourself, and then have, like, a way better time because you don't have anybody dragging you down.
Yeah.
Or is it better to completely ignore the day and just treat it like any other day?
I think you should love yourself and everyone else just as much as you would any other day of the year.
That's some beautiful advice.
Yeah.
For my special
Which
guest,
should
Claire.
Be a lot, by the way.
Yeah. Love everybody.
Every day of the year.
A lot. So, starting to sound like a Christmas song.
Sorry.
And you're wearing a red fleece.
I am. I look like an elf, I think.
Mixing up your holidays.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm confused.
They're kind of all the same anyway.
It's snowing. What am I supposed to do?
Oh my. Yeah, can we just talk about the snow?
Yeah, briefly.
So it got up to like, I want to say 15 degrees. That's probably an exaggeration. But mm-hmm. people were wearing like sneakers, no socks, rolled up jeans.
On Saturday.
Like just a t-shirt.
Yeah.
For a couple of weeks in January.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's, what, negative 10 or something like that?
When those dewdrops started to bloom, I was like, bad call, guys. Don't do that.
There are flowers
Don't do that,
blooming
little guys.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made a mistake.
They're getting wrecked.
I know.
I feel really sad about it.
Okay, I want to mention something because I just want to talk about how stupid I am for like 1 second.
Yeah.
So I was going to make a carrot cake, and I was thinking, we have all these carrots in our garden that, like, we never dug up. So I had been, like, periodically going and grabbing them every once in a while, like, throughout the winter. And then I was like, okay, I'll just go do that. And then I like, take a trowel and stick it into the ground really hard, and then it was just, like, doing, like,
hit you in the face.
And I was like, oh, right. The ground is frozen. All right, let's get back to the music.
Best segment ever.
So this one is called Fight. It's by a band called Judy and the Jerks, hailing from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I have idea where that is.
No, but I'm sure it's great.
It's probably cold. It's probably snowing there too, maybe.
Yeah.
But this is from the album called Roll on Summer Holidays. We're just getting all our holidays confused today. It's okay. This
what is
called,
time?
This one's called Fight. Let's fight this Valentine's Day. We'll be right back. content warning for the next couple songs.
Text me back, 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 text
Pull the Plug by Alimony, local rockers. You heard some Dream Nails, Terps Degree Burns, Text Me Back. That's not relatable at all. You heard some Fantastic Plastic, some Mary Bell, and some Judy and the Jerks. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Deliberate Noise. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and my special guest, Claire.
Yep.
We were just discussing this Instagram post by Lizzo.
We love.
Yeah, if you don't know who Lizzo is, she's this amazing singer. All of her songs are great. Her music videos are just so, so fabulous. I watch them and, like, want to cry at how beautiful they are, but, like, I'm smiling so big. Anyway, she's got this great Instagram post. I'm going to read it out. Every time I see a guy, I think about how there's a person that's probably deeply in love with him. Then I feel so bad for that person because being in love with a man is like being in love with nothing at all.
Damn.
I'll just take a moment and let that process. Pretty just think about that for a second.
Do you think that? Every time you see a man?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sad. No, not every time, but very often.
Like 30% of the time at least.
Yeah.
Oh,
40.
Oh, wow. Yeah. 40.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. I constantly find myself just telling people I know who are in relationships, like,
stop that.
Just stop. Why? What's... You don't want to do that. But okay. Can't really tell you how to live your life. Next song.
Yeah?
It's called Loser Lover Boy.
Nice.
It's by...
On theme.
Divorcer. Another local group, and they just released this album called Debt Jubilee, filled with hits. Here's Loser Lover Boy.
Loser lover boy, you call me in the middle of the night to cry and scream. Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
This band is really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music.
Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so...
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Yeah.
It's called Don't Touch Me, I'm a Punk. Leather Jacuzzi from Monsters, Narcs, and Idiots. Before that was Special Interest with the song Nerve. You had some necking in there. Stop Singing. That's a classic. I had to put that on the Anti-V-Day show. And then some SBDC, of course. You're listening to Deliberate Noise. I want to mention a couple shows coming up. So on Valentine's Day, there is a show called Love Sucks Part 2.
Nice.
Which is presented by NFR, No Fun Radio, as well as Hannah Sefidpour. And there's a DJ set by Gloom. And they also have gifts for attendance by House of Vintage. So check out Love Sucks Part 2 at the Avant Garden on Valentine's Day. There's also BB, Single Release Party, with Supermoon, Waste, and Loans, as well as Dame DJs. And that is at a place called KW Studios, 111 West Hastings. Never been there, never heard of it. There. But, Claire, that's something...
I'm very intrigued.
Yeah, BB has not released new music in, like, over a year.
Yeah.
But they rock harder than most, and they're a two-piece. So... I'd really like to check that one out.
And we love Dame.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great anti-V-Day activity. As well, the day after Valentine's, so Friday, it's called Last Chance Dance, and it's Dad Thigh's final show featuring Pudding and Princess Apparently, as well as the Dame vinyl DJs, once again, at Redgate. So there's three awesome shows you can look forward to this week if you think Valentine's Day is going to be crappy. Those shows will bring you back up. All right, it's time for the toilet seat cover.
Whoa!
Now, Claire was on, what island were you on this weekend?
Gambier Island.
Gambier, okay.
Yeah.
And to get there, you, what, kayaked? How'd you get there?
I thought about it.
Okay.
Then we just got lazy and took BC Ferries.
Of course.
Yeah. It was a bit chilly.
Kind of monopolized. So kind of not really any other ferry. You can.
Yeah.
Unless you own a ferry. So did you use the bathrooms on the BC Ferry?
Sure did, several times.
Several?
Yeah. And I think, I mean, it feels like everyone who lives in BC must have been to BC Ferry's washroom at one time.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, I don't know, they're very distinct. I think about it every time I go in. There's no bathroom like that. Because, like, sometimes you're kind of swaying. You have a bit of movement. But one thing we were talking about earlier is the flush sound. Which is, like, almost getting towards, like, airplane flush.
Yeah, I know people who are terrified of it.
It's really scary because it's, like, it's, like, some monster inhaling your waste. And you're just, like, And I think that when I was a kid, I was actually afraid of falling in because you feel like it's just, like, a vortex.
Sucking everything.
Yeah.
And I remember the doors, like, slamming really hard, too.
And they have that sill. I don't know if the new ones do. I can't remember. But they always had that, like, little, like, you know how boats always have, like, a sill? Like, a little ledge?
Why is it to do with, like,
on the base of the doorway? I think it's so things don't roll out.
Oh, okay.
Could be to do with water. But I always felt like it was unnecessary. It's, like... I don't know.
It's just for tripping,
it's just tripping
people.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, you're on a boat. It's kind of rocky. We may as well also add some stuff to trip over.
Yeah. Just make the voyage more fun.
Oh, we love BC Ferries.
Yeah.
What would you give it? Like, would you poo there again? Or did you?
I didn't poo there, but I have in the past. Honestly, because the flushing is so loud, it kind of, like, if there's a lot of people in there, you feel like no one could hear you.
Mm-hmm. Even if they tried.
Even if they tried. So I'd give it like a 6 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. 5.8.
Did you go to the bathroom at SBC when we were there?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, because I gave it like a 7. What would you give it? Yeah, you weren't here when I reviewed SBC bathrooms.
I don't know. That was like more interesting. Like the fact that the like sink was like outside, everything about it I thought was kind of more interesting. I'm all for like novelty with washrooms,
but
and
you'd
BC
you'd
Ferries
rate
isn't that
BC Ferries lower than SBC.
Yeah, I mean that's my personal taste now. I feel
no, I agree.
Yeah,
definitely agree.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure. Cause
more character, for sure.
Like, I don't know if I'm giving ratings too high.
No.
I'm not sure if we're using the same scale. We got to be consistent here, Claire.
I think it's about character, too.
Yeah.
Like, you have to consider the character. In SPC bathrooms, like, that was true character in a bathroom. They represent, I mean, yeah.
They didn't quite have all the elements. Mirror.
No.
Soap.
Yeah, not practical, but points for character.
True that. All right. That's your toilet for the week. Now we get onto the cover song. This week we've got Mommy Long Legs.
Ooh.
And it's kind of just a song about hating people in general. Nice. Not really to do with like people you're dating, but just people suck, you know? People are trash. So this is a cover of The Cramps, I believe, called People Ain't No Good by Mommy Long Legs on CITR.
I'm the queen of rock and roll, and for this to not be recognized is pure sexism.
You know good, you know good, and well, it's true. Well, they never do.
Not Nice by Lonely Parade. That about sums us up.
Yeah, I feel bad.
That's about it this week for Deliberate Noise. Tune in again next Monday at 5 for more Deliberate Noise.
Yeah.
We are going to finish off this anti-Valentine's show with a song by the Submissives. It's called Pining for a Boy.
Which we're not doing.
Definitely not doing. From album of the same name. And I believe the Submissives are based in Montreal.
I don't know.
That lovely place.
It's a good guess.
Yeah, I think so too. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Records Management.
Records Management.
With Adrian and Nat, who I don't see yet, but they're probably here.
Yeah.
And next week I'll be doing more black musicians for Black History Month. So stay tuned for that. Thanks.
Bye.
Catch you next week.